Welcome. You've got mail.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
You dumb.
You don't
fuck.
Fucking mean anything.
So, welcome back.
Yikes.
This is grief counseling.
Welcome back to another therapy session.
Yes.
Are we actually live?
Yeah.
Oh, what is up? Episode fucking 15.
You know what? I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
Every single time we do an intro.
Yeah.
You say the exact same thing.
Oh. I don't know what I say. What do I say?
It's
what's
blank
up?
Blank out. You.
Oh, we're getting
we'll
in trouble.
Be recording. And then as soon as I say we're live, you say we're live. And I say, yeah. And you're like, yo, what's up, guys?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
I'm not calling you out. I just think
no, you're calling
funny.
Me out. We're fighting now.
Yeah.
Friends off. Welcome back to another episode of the He Said, She Said podcast.
Episode 15.
Episode 15. What's up, everybody? Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
So it has now been almost a full 7 days since we recorded last. We recorded super late last week and then super late this week. It's Friday. I was going to say Friday Eve.
The 25th.
It means Thursday, so it's
Friday night.
Yeah. Quick math.
Yeah, good. No, it's not really math. It's kind of the days of the week.
It's been a long week. How was your week, Max?
My week was decent. Didn't do much. Worked. Watched sports. Watched TikToks.
TikTok.
Did too much on the whole social media thing. That's kind of about it. Didn't really do much extracurricular activities. I hung up with
English.
Jeez. I hung out with Jacob on Sunday. Get a text message. Yo. That's typical. Yo.
Yeah.
Then I text back. Yo.
Yo.
And then he's like, yo, I'm super hungover right now. I need a ride to my car.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So I went and picked him up, got to see his new place. Holy smokes, that house is disgustingly huge.
Yeah, like, for a basement suite?
Yeah, but massive. I mean, like, the entire house, too. Like, that's
oh, my God, yeah.
Dumb thick.
She's a nice house. Well, he said it was built, it's brand new, 8 months old.
And then after that, we went to get food. You were supposed to come, but Jake
no,
didn't want
to
come to Langley.
To come. I'm going to stop you there.
I was not a part of this.
I know. So I'm going to call Jacob out. So I had messaged him and I was like, hey, what are you and Mac doing? And he's like, we're just at my place chilling. And I'm like, do you want to go get food? I really want brunch. And he's like, he's being so cold. He's like, yeah, I guess. What do you want? And I'm like, I was really craving Milestone's Benny's. They're not that good, but for some reason, I just really wanted one.
He was not down for Milestone's.
Yeah,
you
know
that.
Why? Because he messaged me. He's like, I fucking hate Milestone's. And I'm like, I'm going to grab food by myself. Fuck you, bye.
Yeah.
And then he was like, do you want to come out here? And I'm like, well, not really. And he's like, well, I don't think Mac wants to drive back. And I'm like, okay, then I'll grab food by myself.
He never asked me. Yeah. But we were going to go for some Korean barbecue.
Oh.
But then we ended up at Earl's. We had a couple mimosas each.
I like that.
It was pretty good. And then we ended up going to the mall, too, for a bit. That was
Guilford?
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to the Milestones at Guilford.
Yeah.
And honestly, that one is way nicer than the Langley one.
Oh, really?
Why is that not where you guys went?
No,
or did you guys drive to the Langley Milestones and then drive out?
We didn't go to Milestones.
Oh, what am I thinking?
Yeah, dude. You're drunk.
Earl's.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, we went to Earl's. Oh, by the way, the waitress we had.
Hot?
Oh, not, I don't know. She had a mask on. The prettiest eyes I've probably ever seen.
That's
ever.
Cute.
So, yeah, guys, I'm engaged now, so.
Oh my god.
She's pregnant. We're going to have some babies. No, just kidding.
Jesus Christ. what was her name? Did you catch her name?
No fucking idea. You think I remember
Publicized.
Things like that?
Fucking write it down. Ask her. I don't know. You guys are fucking pussies.
Excuse me?
I said what I needed to say.
No, that's not. That's untrue, though.
Listen, if you think a girl is hot at a restaurant, 9 times out of 10, whether we think it or not, it's always flattering when you guys
Well, I told her.
So then why wouldn't you ask for her fucking name?
I told her, like, you know, you'd be a great ex-wife.
Shut up. No, I'm just kidding. You're a fucking bullshit. Nine times out of ten.
She probably told us her name when she came up. Like, hey, I'm...
Well, they have to.
I'm Gwendolyn. I'm going to be your server. And I
Hello,
obviously...
Hello, my name's Patricia. I'll be serving you
I
today.
Saw her
Can
eyes and I was like,
water?
Oh, my God. Plan the wedding.
I like that.
Something weird happened to me last night.
What?
I was sleeping.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So I don't remember 100% what happened. Part of me thinks I got up to pee, and then it happened when I laid back down. But another part of me is like, no, you didn't. Like, you literally just rolled over. So.
Interesting.
Last night, I went to bed probably like 9:30. Like, I go to bed early.
Yeah.
11 o'clock, I wake up because I got stung by a fucking wasp.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And you got rid of the wasp nest near your fence.
So that, I haven't been stung in probably 10 years. So that was a weird feeling. I thought somebody was giving me a tattoo.
Really?
Like, it was weird. And so, yes, I know it was a wasp because so many people are like, how do you know? Well, I picked it up off the bed and flushed it down the toilet. Like, and then I slept on the couch because I was afraid to go back into my bed.
I was like, I don't know. It was a murder hornet.
I don't know what the fuck's in there. So that was weird.
Crazy.
Very weird feeling. Today, I just got a haircut, came home from work, interviewed a guy that plays for the Rivermen. We bullshitted for probably like 45 minutes. And then had some mac and cheese with Courtney, and now we're doing this, dude.
Yeah.
What about you?
Last off Saturday. Oh, I watched the UFC fights.
Oh, yeah, I watched those too.
Pretty boring, to be honest.
Very boring.
Yeah. I'm going to burp. Nice.
Nice.
So, yeah, I watched the UFC fights. Sunday, I...
Football.
Yeah, Sunday was a football day. I watched football all day long. All day long. And then caught up on some Love Island. I'm 3 episodes behind.
Are you streaming it?
No, I have Crave and Brandon has Crave.
Okay, I didn't hear. I thought you said something else.
Oh, no. So it's like TV on demand.
Yeah.
No big deal, guys. Whatever. It's just fucking TV on demand. So caught up on some of that. I don't know how I feel about the cast this season and... There's a lot of people I fucking hate, which I hate saying, but there's a lot of fucking bitches on that show. So I caught up on some of that, and then, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, today, I worked all day. Oh, I got my hair done on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, you were over Saturday morning.
Yeah, I got my hair done after we recorded, so it's kind of blonde, but kind of not. I don't know.
It kind of looks like mine right now.
It's been a long process getting rid of the red, dude. It's been a fucking disaster.
Yeah,
but
story of my life.
Yeah, so, but, so last episode I was talking about my favorite podcast at the moment, Uncover.
Yeah, did we talk about when you got hammered the other night first, too, though?
With Jen?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we definitely talked about that. That was a fucking hot minute. That was a rough one. Yeah, I was so fucking hungover Saturday, like...
Oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah, it was gnarly. But anyway, so my podcast. So I've gotten through... I started it backwards. I started with the most recent season. So I'm just starting season 2 now. So I just finished season 3. And it's fucking crazy, man. Like, I'm so invested in it. But, so, the reason I bring it up is because actually Jeremy Brand... founder of MMA Sucka, and he's got his own podcast, Sucka Radio
and the Wonder Brand Show.
So he messaged me, and he was like...
Big fan of our podcast, too. We appreciate the support.
Yeah.
He always sends me
messages.
So he
messaged me, and... Oh, fuck. I have to bring up what he said, because it was so funny. He messages me. He's like, what's cracking, Courtney? I'm going to act like I know you, as I've heard you on the podcast so much. I just wanted to message because I'm also obsessed with Uncover. Have been since the first season because there's a CBC show called Someone Knows Something that talked about it when it dropped. So I think there's a podcast version of the Someone Knows Something.
The fuck's going on with your eye?
I don't know. What's, oh my God, your cat. The allergies.
Oh yeah, I'll grab you a pill.
I'm allergic to cats as I pet Max's cat and then touch my eye with it. With my hand. So anyway, so... Oh, I think there's a podcast version because it was mentioned, thank you so much, on, like, I guess you could call them commercials on the Uncover podcast. So that's my next up. I've got a bunch of episodes downloaded, so I'm going to be starting the Someone Knows Something pretty soon. So I just wanted to shout out that. But I also wanted to shout out the fact that, fuck, I'm a very, like... It's confusing. I like talking to people, but I also fucking hate talking to people. Like, if I'm not in the mood to talk to someone, like, I don't want people fucking bothering me. But yeah. I love receiving DMs from people. And not in the, oh my God, hey, I'm sliding in. I love when people talk to me. Like, I like
about, when, like, random shit.
Yeah, so, like Jeremy, you yeah. know? Then just fucking goes right in. What's cracking? Hey.
Yeah.
I think it's so much fun. Because, and you know what's, like, I'll swipe up on people's stories.
Oh, yeah.
That I don't really speak with.
Yeah.
Just to fucking say hey. Or, like, well, not say hey, but, like, be, like, just start a conversation, really. And so many people are, like, so fucking weirded out about it. Like, why are you talking to me?
No, that's like...
I fucking love it. Like, if someone random swipes up on my story and is like, oh my God, ha ha ha, I love it. I'll get into a conversation and I like receiving random DMs from people, you know?
I'm the same way. Like, there's this guy that I met at the Rise fight. Mm-hmm. He's a photographer. He actually took some pictures for, worked a bit with MMA Sucka.
Oh yeah.
Alex Parmar is his name.
Okay.
Super chill guy. We talk probably like a couple times a week through DMs, just like bullshitting random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He actually offered, he said, let me know a time, we'll meet downtown and he'll take pictures of both of us.
Yo! Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he said that the other day.
Oh my God,
but
yes.
I don't know, it's just cool, like, because I don't really know him that well, but the yeah. like talking back and forth, like we're yeah. bullshitting, like we're buddies almost, right? Like,
yeah.
And he's like, he's super busy guy. He started a bunch of businesses. I actually have an idea I'm going to run by him soon. He's a filmmaker as well, so really so cool guy. Fun. Jiu-jitsu purple belt, I believe.
Wow.
With Alliance in Vancouver, so not Surrey, but Vancouver.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, he's a super cool guy. But I also like that. Yeah. It's refreshing.
I just think it's fun, you know? Before, I mean, I used to be pretty private and I'd always be like, oh my God, like, should I swipe up on their story? Like, if someone that I went to high school with posted something on their story and I wanted to react to it, like, I was always like, oh my God, like, should I? I don't know how they feel. And now I don't give a fuck. I will start conversations with anybody.
Is your Instagram private?
No, it's yeah. it has not been private since the day I downloaded it in grade 7.
Mine was private for a bit when I went through some shit
years
ago, but now it's just open. I don't give a fuck.
I have never ever had any of my social medias private. Yeah.
No.
Despite my parents yeah. wanting them to be,
no,
I've never had private. I don't care who you are. Well, within reason, but like, I really don't care who messages me.
I don't think it's like, I want people to see that I have a sense of humor. Like, my Instagram, some of my captions are like picking fun at myself.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's
like,
let's read some of them off. Why don't we, while we're here?
Like, I do it as like a joke, but, and like some of my tweets, like, I don't tweet very often anymore when I used to, but. But, like, I don't know. I don't care. I want people to see this shit. I think it's funny, and I want to, you know, I fucking post photos. Like, I think the funniest one is the swing one, in my opinion.
And I was going to say, because yeah. I was trying to come up with a
I got 17 comments on
for
that.
Mine, yeah. the picture of me on the swing, because it just started up as, like, a fucking a bunch of emojis and stuff. I like having snarky comments, but if I can't think of one, I'm like, I'm not gonna bother trying.
I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I'll sit there for like 20 minutes, half an hour, looking at the photo, thinking of a fucking
yeah,
caption.
Okay,
it
so
sucks.
Right here, there's a picture I took of Mac and Jacob on the swings at the Cultus Lake Adventure Park. And he's like, the moment I realized this wasn't the type of swinging you read about online.
And my face is just perfect because I look so upset.
You look freaked out. And then took the thighs out for a walk today and ended up stuck on a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah, when I wear the short fucking tie-dye ones.
I love that. And then...
That's probably about it right now.
Oh, you posted a picture, FireX hit do not block, and you're beside me, you're like, I followed the rules for once.
Yeah. One by the ocean, Outer Banks season 2.
Yeah. In need of another blurry night downtown with some real friends. Quick note, the first photo cost me $12. Yeah. Is 2020 canceled yet or what?
Just like, I don't know. Yeehaw. I like to be funny and I don't.
No, yeah.
I don't.
Here, let's see with some of mine.
Like, I don't know. I don't understand why some people have their stuff private. I mean, it's on the internet already.
If you have social, like, some people, I get it. But if you have social media, like, you might as well just.
Yeah. And I mean, like, once you post a photo on Instagram, you Google that person's name and hit Google Images, those photos come up. So.
Okay, so here's some of mine. So there's a fucking whores in this house thirst trap. There's a picture of me in my bikini. And I have bruises all over my body because this was at the peak of when
you
I was doing jiu-jitsu.
You look ripped as fuck, dude.
I was, because this was when I was doing jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
So I was like, the amount of bruises I have give me ripe banana vibes. And then, yeah, the fucking swing pic. There's a picture of me on the swing, and I tried so hard to incorporate swingers into it, but there was no way that I could have put it. And then there's another picture of me with a massive bruise on my arm, so I said featuring my bruise.
I'm looking at one right now. Colin commented on it. Drip or drown.
Drip or drown.
That's so
funny.
Not
missing the red hair, yeah. Fucking gotta keep... Not a lot of people understood this
I
one
understood
because
that
it's a TikTok reference, but it's a song where it's like, gotta keep my out for Selena.
Well, I remember earlier in the summer when you fucking had to do your Instagram aesthetic thing and you deleted everything and then re-uploaded everything.
Yeah, so here's the thing. So I don't care about my Instagram aesthetic, but then I see other people's accounts that are just so aesthetically pleasing that I'm like, fuck, I have to do that. So I deleted every single photo off my Instagram, pretty much.
Did you delete them or did you archive
them?
Yeah, smart.
Re-edited them all with the same filter and then re-uploaded them like one a day. And it still doesn't look aesthetically pleasing. Like I can't figure out if it's the picture, if it's the colors in the picture, if it's the way that I'm posed in the picture, but it doesn't look aesthetically pleasing.
I need to put my highlights back on the Instagram.
That's another thing is I've been getting more into the highlights. I don't ever put anything on my Snapchat story.
Yeah.
Ever.
But I also have like over 100 photos in my archive.
So yeah, I don't have that many. I wish this was a video podcast because then I could show you some of the embarrassing pictures of me that are in my archive because I have some pretty whack ones.
Me too. But... And some fucking bad captions too. We'll get video soon one day once we buy the tattoo gun.
Oh my God. Yeah, we still have to do that.
Yeah. But anyways, what else is going on?
That was my week. So yeah. Oh, I went and I did yoga Tuesday or air quote yoga. The instructor didn't show up. I feel like I did a lot more, but I've just been so busy with work, man. Like, I'm exhausted all the time. My back has been so sore, too.
Yeah, me too.
Like, brutally sore. But someone was telling me that they get CBD patches. So I think I might look into those because I've been taking, like, CBD oil. But some people say it doesn't do anything. Some people say it worked miracles. I can't really tell a difference. I just take Robaxacets.
Yo, I love taking, like, 3 of those bad boys.
Dude, I tell you, when it's my fucking shark week, I'm popping 2 of those fucking every 4 hours because shit sucks.
No,
and you just feel so good and numb. But other than that, I'm really not sure what else I do. I just watch football and...
Well, it's all good because we just, you know, summer's over. We're now in fuckboy fall.
Yeah.
Which neither of us are fuckboys.
No.
So...
I mean, I like to think I have the attitude of a fuckboy without actually having sex on the regular. Like, fucking people over like that.
I'm just a heartless piece of shit.
Yeah.
24/7, so.
Yeah, we both are.
Yeah, so it is what it is.
Well, I have a heart sometimes.
I don't anymore.
But for the most part, I don't really give a fuck. Like, and you know, this is something interesting is I was also talking to my friend about this. The weird thing about being selfish... And, like, doing things that you want, it, like, puts people off.
No.
So, in that sense, I think I'm a heartless bitch is I've now started to realize that my time is worth more than fucking entertaining other
about
people.
About fucking time, you realize.
Yeah, it only
that.
Took me fucking Jesus like 21 years. Christ.
No, I'm the same way. Like, if I have nothing left to say to you, I'm not going to fucking text you back.
Yeah, and Mac leaves me unread all the time, even after I have important shit to talk about.
Do I really?
Yeah, you're brutal with it.
Okay, sorry, I'll stop. I'll work on that.
No, it's okay.
I didn't know that. I thought the conversation was
no,
done.
No, you'll, like, ask me a question, I'll give an answer, and then I'll fucking never hear back from you again. So I'm like, okay, this is fucking cool.
Oh, sorry. My friends kind of know now. If you text me after, like, 8 o'clock, you're probably not going to get a text back till 5 a.m.
Yeah. We're the same. And, you know, fuck, this past week was not good because I think every single day this week, usually I'm in my bed asleep by 9, same as you.
Yeah.
Because I'm also up at 5. But this past week, I don't think I went to bed before 11:30, which was bad. I only got 4.5 hours of sleep a couple nights.
That was like me on...
And I was just brutal in the morning.
Wednesday night, I didn't fall asleep till like 11:30.
Yeah.
What the fuck was I doing Wednesday?
Wasn't that the night you got stung by the bee?
No, that was last night.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Oh, Wednesday night. Yeah. I didn't go to bed till 11:30.
Oh my
so
God,
that sucked.
You guys.
That sucked. So that 5 a.m. wake up call came really fast.
Yeah. God, I wish we could talk about shit like that. Okay, can we also now that we're kind of in the same mindset, can we talk about your fucking Tinder match that purposefully swiped on you just to call you out for your Tinder bio?
Okay, yeah. So this fucking woman, I'm gonna put her on
not
blast.
Not even a
I
woman.
Don't even care.
Sorry,
so,
lady, if you're listening to this, you're not a fucking woman.
So I change my Tinder bio probably once a month. I try to make it funny. I don't want it to be like, I'm Mac, I like hockey and MMA.
Like
I like to read
books.
What is it
called? A biography?
Yeah, like I don't give a shit. Like sometimes, like
idiot. That's the whole.
Yeah, that is literally. Fuck. That is a short form
oh my
word.
Oh God, you guys, this is hilarious. We're not even. Oh my God.
Like a couple months
we're
ago,
we're sober. We're
yeah.
not even fucked. There we go.
English. A couple months ago, like when BC talked about the glory holes, like my bio
yeah.
was, I'm just here for the glory holes.
Yeah.
Like, I do just funny shit.
You change with current events.
Yeah, to try to, like, get a conversation. Because one thing I hate about Tinder is you start a conversation. Hey, what's up? Not much, you? Not much. But so my bio right now is I'll probably talk shit about you on my podcast, so I apologize in
yeah.
advance. Which I've done pretty good. I haven't talked shit about a lot of people when I probably should.
There have been some stuff cut out, so.
So this chick...
purposely matched him.
Rachel.
We're calling you out. Sorry.
Apparently she lives in Kelowna, so I don't know what she was doing down here. So she messaged me. Can't think of anything I want more than for you to talk shit about me on your podcast. Okay, so my response was, haha, I can sense some sarcasm in there. And she was like, what? You don't think I'm psychotic enough to want people to talk shit about me publicly? And I was like, I'm going to assume no. Like,
you know what I would have said instead of that? I would have said, well, you swiped right on me anyway, so it must be true.
Yeah, so that was kind of lame.
That's funny.
Super lame. And I just realized I forgot to message this person back like 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. A different person. Anyway, so I don't know what the purpose of that was.
Yeah, see, this is why I hate women, and I am one of them. But like... not one of them. I am a woman, but I am not one of these types of women. But people that purposely go out of their way to make a point as if you fucking care.
Okay. Sorry, I'm verifying myself on Tinder right now.
Oh my God, you haven't been verified yet?
But I don't know. Tinder's...
People that go out of their way to do shit like that, it's like, why? What does it matter to you? I don't know. This goes back to what we were talking about last episode where people in this day and age are just fucking sensy.
Oh yeah, big time sensitive.
But yeah, so that was our weeks, I guess you could say our week.
Machine Gun Kelly dropped the best album of 2020 last night.
You have terrible transitions, by the way.
I know.
In current news. Yes, Mech.
What?
God, you're such an idiot.
I
Machine Gun Kelly dropped
Tickets to My Downfall last night. The best album of 2020 so far, in my opinion. Only because this type of music, it's strictly punk music. So this is what I listened to when I was a kid, mm-hmm. growing up and high school and stuff, before I got into rap. So it just brings me back. A lot of good songs. Halsey has a super hot punk voice in one of the songs. He's got a song with...
She's got a nice voice. Anyways
is right. What else?
I don't know. I figured we could probably do some Answer the Internets. I know you said that earlier on.
Yeah, didn't we talk about some other weird things?
Oh, Demi Lovato called off her engagement.
Oh, yeah. Celebrity news. Shitty fucking transitions, Courtney.
Thank you.
Let's go into some celebrity news.
So in today's news, Demi Lovato called off the engagement.
To Max Ulrich, I believe his name is. After 2 months, I thought they were in love. So that means I still have a shot with Demi.
Oh my God. I just can't help but think she got proposed to with a huge fucking rock.
After being a heroin addict for like 7 different times.
I don't understand how those two go hand in hand.
Crack rock.
You're fucking joking.
A little bit.
No, you're not. That's fucking hilarious. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, shitty for them. Apparently, Logan Paul is fighting Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a thing. Rest in peace to Logan Paul.
I'm no expert, but I'm pretty sure he's going to get shit kicked.
Yep. Okay, we'll play some Answer the Internet, but a huge UFC fight's tomorrow night.
Oh, shit. Obviously. See, this is my problem, is when I'm driving home from work, I have an hour to sit and think by myself. And I always think of good topics to talk about. And, like, it's hard to explain, but, like, things will just pop into my head that I'm... And I'll just have a mini podcast in my car, in my brain.
You know what we should start doing if that happens? Because I have the same thing. We should literally, like...
We
should just, like, if we're driving, like, use Siri and be like, hey, text Courtney and tell her this.
Or we should just screen record a FaceTime call or something and upload that. Because, so today, one, I was thinking about the fights. That's how it came up, because I was thinking about how I was going to talk about it. But two, I was driving and I just had this weird thing. This is so random and off topic, but it popped into my head. A song started playing, and do you ever listen to songs and it's like, oh, it's a good mood, it reminds me of simpler times and whatnot, but like, do you ever listen to a song and like to a T envision a situation that you've been in? So I was listening to this song, and it is such like a soft kind of like, not indie song, not alternative, but it's like a soft, like weird type of song. It's not something you'd listen to at the gym. And specifically when listening to that song, I envision myself on a specific, I keep saying specific, but on a particular day, 3 years ago when I had just left the hair salon after getting my hair like bleached, fall, it was nice and crisp air weather. I had a pumpkin spice latte in my hand. I was walking to Steve Nash Fitness World listening to this song, and I specifically remember the outfit I was wearing.
Well, that's wild.
So anyway, that's what I was thinking about. That's how that came about from the fights, is because I wanted to talk to you about the fights. How tomorrow's a good card, and their weigh-ins, and then the interview the day before the weigh-ins.
Yeah. So there's really two huge fights on this card that I'm only excited for. It's the co-main and the main event. Co-main is Dominic Reyes versus Jan Błachowicz for the light heavyweight championship, because John Jones no longer fights in the UFC, right?
Really? Johnny Bone.
Yeah, just for now. And then style bender, Israel Adesanya takes on Paulo Costa for the middleweight championship. So this is
13-0 and 19-0.
Yeah, this fight is going to be absolutely bananas. I'm a huge style bender fan. Paulo Costa, I mean, sometimes Paulo Costa weighs up to 240 pounds.
I was going
to
say, the last time I saw the video of him, he looked like a...
Like his biceps are disgustingly huge. Looks like he's on all sorts of steroids. That's why it's funny, Izzy is calling this balloon popping season. Because his arms look like balloons when they get super big.
But Stylebender is so tall. Yeah. And so, like, he is so muscular, but he's just so tall and lean that it doesn't look like he is. But Mans is fucking jacked.
Yeah. And I followed Stylebender since he started in the UFC. I watched a couple of his kickboxing fights before he left Glory. And I don't know. I'm big into, like, mindset and visualization and, like, all in that kind of sense. So I've learned a lot from him. And he's basically shot his shot from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's manifested all this stuff.
Yeah.
He's got one cool quote. It's like, I can't even think of it. But I'm hoping he's going to win. He should win. I think he's way better than Paulo Costa. But Paulo Costa has a lot of power.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm pumped for this fight. Should be good.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about their...
their weigh-ins.
Their weigh-ins.
Yeah.
Paulo Costa is wearing his black belt. And then, he pulls out a white belt?
White belt.
And throws it at him. Because the day before, he was talking about, like, oh, you're only, like, a purple belt or only a blue belt or whatever. And then they got into a disagreement there. But so he threw the white belt at Stylebender. And then he started going fucking crazy. And then, you know, Dana White steps in and is blocking stuff. The fucking bodyguards are grabbing them. And then he fucking goes into the Karate Kid praying mantis, whatever. Yeah, the snake pose.
Funny kick pose. It was so...
Oh, my God.
That was funny.
It's crazy. I put it on my Insta story.
Yeah. But no, that fight should be good. Probably...
I'm excited. Yeah. I really hope it's a good fight. I've been waiting
for this fight for a while.
No matter who you're rooting for... They're getting canceled, but it's like someone's fucking streak is gonna end. That's such a nail biter.
Yeah,
I like it.
No, I agree. Should be good. So by the time you listen to this, the fights have been over.
Already happened.
All right, let's finish off with some answers. The internet.
Yes.
Shout out Barstool Sports.
In the mood of the current mood that we have been discussing. Not really. We're going to do the sex one.
Yeah, sex is sex.
Oh, okay. Here's one.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
It's not a yes or no answer, but that's cool. When a guy asks for nudes, what type of pictures is he looking for? So there's a couple questions, and then it's like, what are girls looking for, and then whatnot. But when you ask a girl for nudes, what are you expecting?
Like some freaky shit.
Okay, like what? Like show me chained up?
Like show me your butthole.
Actually?
Yeah.
You get turned on from buttholes?
I don't know.
Okay, well.
I don't want just like some weird ass. I don't know.
Picture or video?
Video.
Okay. Would you like more predominantly tits or butt?
Butt.
Do you want their face in it? Even if they're super hot, do you find it more attractive when it's just from, like, the neck down? Or do you like seeing their face?
It depends on what their face looks like. If I liked what their face looks like, then show me some face.
Okay. And then I'm just going to get fucking personal because I feel like we're on this level after almost 3 months.
3 months of what?
Podcasting.
Oh, yeah. But what about
4, 8, 12.
What about our friendship?
4, 8, 12, 15, 16.
It's been almost 4 months.
Four months.
Yeah.
Four months.
Okay, get personal. Let's go.
Okay. So do you like...
Sorry, mom and dad.
Oh, yeah. I always keep forgetting. I don't care. Do you like videos when they start masturbating? And do you like them, like, do any of the girls that you get nudes from, like, I don't want to say dildos, but, like, tools?
Yes, shit. Yes.
Is that a turn on, or is it kind of just like a, would you rather just see them use their own fucking hands?
I'm down with whatever I get, yeah. As long as it's not, like, your sex tape with another dude.
Yeah.
Which...
Literally anything goes. Okay, so then this isn't in the question, but what turns you off when you get a nude? Like, when you're kind of in the mood, you're doing your thing, you're getting nudes. If you got a nude that kind of killed your fucking mood...
If it's a video, no sound.
Okay.
What's the point?
I don't know. I still feel like it's visual if you're seeing her fucking...
Yeah, but why not? Like...
It's just a buzzkill?
I'd rather have sound. Use all the senses, you know what I'm saying? Is hearing a sense? I think it is.
Five gums stimulate your senses. Okay, and then it says what are girls looking for. I feel like this one is just kind of like, really, I hate getting nudes.
Yeah, I've heard that. There's
really no good way, like, and as weird as it is, though.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, is that in your house?
No, it's a vehicle. Hell's Bells by AC/DC.
Oh my god, I liked that.
So I'm not a big, like, nude sender guy.
Yeah.
Because I just find it weird, but I've had both sides of the fences where girls are like, yeah, like, I, you know, I'm not going to ask to see your dick.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Cause, and I'm like, okay, good, because I don't want to send it to you.
Yeah.
And then I've had other girls that are like, yo, send me your dick.
I hate receiving them. Not that I receive them every day, people. I don't.
You will know.
But, like, I don't like getting them. And I don't send them, like, to random people if they ask me. But some weird thing for girls, and I find it's not really, like, a turn on. Like, if I see it, I'm not like, oh, my God, I'm so wet. But, like, usually... We're on this topic. You laugh when it makes me feel kind of weird because I ask you very personal questions. And then when I tell you, not personal things, but when I tell you my side, you fucking laugh and it makes me feel weird.
I'm sorry, I won't laugh.
But when guys send videos of them finishing, like, usually that's pretty fucking hot for girls.
Okay.
But I don't like getting the same fucking view of your dick and you fucking yanking it like, oh my God.
So, I've never done that before. But it's
acquired visual taste.
I've had girls ask for that, and then I'm just like, no.
It really depends.
I just don't.
Because usually I hate being in the situation of sending and giving nudes.
Yeah.
You know?
So I accidentally put them on my Snap story or something.
No.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I've seen girls do that before, like, by accident. Like,
oh, my God. Oops. Sorry.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, I hate getting nudes regardless. Even if I'm invested in the person, like, I really fucking hate getting them and I hate giving them.
Yeah.
I'd rather just have sex.
Yeah. I just have no desire to send somebody a video of me finishing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is a question for me, so I feel weird asking it myself, but it's just, how big is too big and how small is too small?
Looks like a needle, works like a sewing machine.
I like that. Honestly, I don't really know.
I mean,
I haven't been around the block enough to know, but I mean, it doesn't really matter. If it hurts, then move a different position. And if it doesn't hurt, move a different position. And if it still doesn't get you off, whatever.
I played hockey with a guy that had the biggest dick I've ever seen.
That's so funny.
I don't even know. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. Oh, this one's fucking funny. It's weird, but it's funny. So, Mac, how would you want your girlfriend to have taken 50 inches of dick? You can divide it to multiple dicks of varying inches. Example, 1 50-inch dick or 2 25-inch dicks or 50 1-inch dicks.
I need to use my calculator.
Quick math.
50 inches?
50 inches of dick. And you can either have one big one, two...
She's taken 10 5-inchers.
Nice.
Yeah.
All at once?
Oh, it's all at once?
No, I'm just asking.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Interesting.
5 inches is a lot. I don't fucking know.
I don't know either. I don't have a dick.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know?
I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
Okay. Okay. Would you rather have an unlimited amount of money or be able to take any feature from a celebrity model and create your own perfect woman like Mr. Potato Head?
Unlimited money or that?
What?
Unlimited money or that? Is that what they're asking?
or be able to take any feature from a celebrity and create your own Mr. Potato
Head. I'll take it on limited money. You know how many bitches I can get with a big bank account?
That's true.
Fucking see you later.
Honestly, everyone...
All I'd have to do is buy a boat.
A boat?
God, everybody's getting their dick sucked if they own a boat. Proven fact.
Yeah. All right. Would you do 7 minutes in heaven with Caitlyn Jenner to have sex with Kendall Jenner?
Yes.
100%.
100%.
I'm not lesbian, but she is probably the most attractive person in my books.
And
she's fucking stunning.
Caitlyn has a vagina. Not Caitlyn.
Yeah. Oh my God. Ew.
Yeah. And it's probably pretty nice because it's brand new.
You're fucking funny.
I'm on a heater right now. Feeling it.
Heater. What's the weirdest thing you've said to a person in the middle of sex?
That's a lot of blood. I'm kidding.
Look at your face.
You should keep that in. That's kind of funny. Yeah, I can't think of anything weird.
Yeah, me neither. Well, I haven't said anything weird to someone in the middle of sex, I don't think. But one time I was having sex, and the person I was having sex with had a major leg cramp and, like, started yelling, like, ow, fuck, ow. And I was like, why are you yelling? Like, it shouldn't hurt you. And then, like, he got off, and he's like, I have a fucking leg cramp. It was, like, lying on the ground or something. I was like, holy shit, this is fucking uncomfortable.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of anything weird that I've said.
I don't know. I think in the heat of the moment, even if you say something weird, in the heat of the moment of having sex, like, really anything you say is not weird at all.
Yeah, like, what are you doing, step bro?
Oh, my God.
Are you a music on or off during sex? It's a lot of sex questions.
Usually the TV is on.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, like, you're not, like, the type of person that's like, oh, let's put on, like, some slow jams.
Ew, no. I hate...
Yo, let's put on some Lil Uzi and get fucking busy.
Lil Uzi Vert?
Lil Uzi Vert. Some Mirin.
Oh, my God.
Or Myron, whatever Myron. The fuck he calls it.
No, I usually just have the TV on, and 90% of the time, I'm not gonna lie, it's the fucking Office.
Lil Pop Smoke? Christian Dior, Dior.
Coco.
Shoddy a little baddie. See my little boo thing. And Shoddy got the fatty.
Shoddy got the fatty. Shoddy, you moved. Oh, at what age should you
every time I fuck without a rubber. I nutted on the covers.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I'm having fun. Anyways, well, that was a lot of dick talk.
It was.
That was fun, though. That was a fun episode. It was just, felt longer than an hour.
It did, but at the same time, it also felt like 20 minutes.
That's true. We can get going for a long time.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Episode 15.
Yeah, you can follow our social media on Instagram at the He Said, She Said podcast.
Facebook. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, the He Said, She Said podcast, I think. Anyways.
I think. Jesus Christ. Yeah, this will be out Monday, and then we'll see ya when we see ya.
Yeah.
Peace.
That's what she said.
No, no. That's what he said.